In 1944, at an army base in the state of Washington, there were a series of scuffles between African-American U.S. soldiers and Italian prisoners of war. Eventually, an Italian POW was found hanged. 28 U.S. soldiers, including Milwaukee native Booker Townsell, were convicted of rioting. Townsell was dishonorably discharged and served 2 years in prison. But according to journalist Jack Hammond, who wrote a book about the case, the Army prosecutor, Leon Jaworski, who later served as the Watergate special prosecutor, knew Townsell should not have been charged. But Hammond says Townsell and 42 other defendants did not get adequate legal help.
All 43 were forced to share just two lawyers between them, and those two lawyers were given just 10 days to prepare the case.
Last year, after petitions from families, an Army board reviewed the cases of the convicted soldiers and concluded they did not get a fair trial. So tomorrow, Booker Townsell will get the graveside military honors he did not receive when he died in 1984, and an assistant secretary of the Army will headline a ceremony at the Milwaukee War Memorial. Townsell's granddaughter, Lachelle Drake, says her family is grateful for the tribute. Drake says after getting out of prison, Townsell was a determined worker and father.
He lived a full life and led an example and paved the way for his children to make certain that they had a foundation to do what was right so that they would never have the life that he had, meaning going to prison.
Author Jack Hammond says he hopes the ceremony for Booker Townsell will alert other descendants of soldiers in the Army case that they are owed past benefits and honors. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.